This goes to Dr. Stebleton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Cecil, C-E-C-I-L, Byers, B like boy, Y-E-R-S, date of birth 8/25/1941. Dear Dr. Stebleton, this is a post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Byers, who was seen for elevated potassium and abnormal kidney function in Elma Hospital on 12/12/2025. Several medications were discontinued, including lisinopril and spironolactone, and then creatinine levels decreased as well as potassium levels normalized. He did feel better. He did not require dialysis since potassium levels did improve with the cessation of those two medications. And he did see his cardiologist recently, and at discharge they were going to stop the IMDR, but the cardiologist put him back on IMDR 30 milligram daily. And they have decreased torsemide to 20 milligram every other day. And the patient's wife reports that he does have more swelling, and he's trying to maintain a fluid restriction of 56 to 64 ounces in 24 hours. He is oxygen dependent, wears that continuously, and he has a chronically irregular heart and chronic edema of the lower extremities, which is slightly worse after the torsemide was lowered, dose was lowered. He is willing to have lab studies done monthly, and we'll get them done this month for us to have some newer labs. Most recent ones were from 2/25/25. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness. He does have a wheelchair that he's using today. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No current chest pain or palpitations. He's chronically short of breath on continuous oxygen. And chronic edema of the lower extremities that goes above, that's from toes to just above both knees. Medications, Lantus is 15 units daily. Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day, multivitamin daily, vitamin D3 1,000 units daily, Jardiance 10 milligram daily, Lexapro 10 milligram daily, Imdur 30 milligram daily, Metoprolol 100 milligram daily, Protonix 40 milligram daily, Torsemide 20 milligram every other day, Lipitor 10 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 213 pounds. Pulse is 63 and irregular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 170/80. Neck is supple. He has jugular venous distension. Lungs are very diminished throughout. Very difficult to hear breath sounds. Heart is irregular. Very distant sounds also. Abdomen, obese, non-tender, no ascites, and extremities, he's got 3 to 4+ edema from ankles to just above both knees. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 25th, 2025. Creatinine is 2.24. That is stable. It's just slightly above the level of when he left the hospital at 1.97. Calcium is 8.9, sodium 139, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 29, vitamin B12 754, folic acid is 12.8, and the retic count is elevated, absolute retic count slightly elevated. And on 2/15/25, hemoglobin is 9.0. Normal white count, normal platelets, electrolytes normal, and magnesium was 1.7. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with history of severe hyperkalemia, that's currently normal, potassium levels. We do want him to get labs monthly, and he'll get them done now. 2, hypertension, and he just resumed his IMDR. Hopefully that will help with blood pressure control. Otherwise, we are aiming for 130 to 140 over 80. 3, congestive heart failure on continuous oxygen on the torsemide 20 milligram every other day. He does have a regular cardiologist who he's just recently seen, and severe COPD, oxygen dependent. We will also have a follow-up visit with this patient within the next 3 to 4 months. And this was a prolonged service for record review as well as evaluation and treatment of this patient. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.